Iraq has witnessed another bloody day as a bomb blast targeted the home of Sheikh Abu Rashid, one of the leaders of Iraq's Awakening Council in the western province of Anbar. Several people, most of them police officers, were killed in the bombing. Iraq's Anbar province has been the scene of bloody attacks as militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant have attempted to take control of the cities of Fallujah and Ramadi. The Iraqi army has, however, been able to kill a number of ISIL militants and destroy their vehicles. The fighting in Iraq's Anbar province has caused 300,000 people to leave their homes. The fighting, however, has not been limited only to Anbar, as the militants made an attempt to take over the city of Sleiman Beg in northern Iraq. Officials tell Press TV that the Iraqi army has completely controlled the area, while saying several other areas have been cleared of the militants and residents can go home.
We free all these cities from the terrorists, and we can say all the terrorists there have been killed, and the cities are very safe now, and we give a declaration for all people to come back for their cities and to be safe with their people, especially the Iraqi troops.
In the meantime, several bombs have went off around the country, with one targeting a police convoy, leaving six officers dead. Several Iraqi officials have told Press TV that the ISIL will soon be defeated, as the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has pledged to intertwine 10,000 Sunni tribesmen into the army to help with defeating the ISIL militants. However, for Iraqis, the situation seems to be getting bloodier by the day. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.